Hi, friends. This is The Path to Joy, and I'm your host, Melissa Bloom. This episode is brought to you by Simon and Garfunkel. Well, obviously that's not true, but I'll dedicate it to them. They broke up in 1970, but I listened to them all throughout my childhood. My mom was and still is a big fan of music from the 60s. And the song, 59th Street Bridge Song, is titled for the 59th Street Bridge in Manhattan. And my mom lives right next to the bridge, literally right next to it on 58th Street. You walk out her door and it's there in front of you. I'm a bit inclined to sing all of the song, but I'm on strict orders from my producer slash editor, Ben Kish, not to sing more than four lines. So I'm only going to sing four lines of the song, but if you want more, you'll have to write to me. All right, here are the four lines that I really want you to hear. Slow down, you move too fast. You gotta make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy. All right, I won't hurt your ears anymore. And I love that word, groovy. My Uncle David, this is a total non sequitur, married a vegetarian, but he loves pot roast. And he would always call my grandmother's pot roast, which was so good, groovy pot roast. So when I hear that word, I just think of Uncle David. Okay, back to the song. I know if there was an award for non sequiturs, I'd probably win that award. It's the first line of the song that I find so helpful. Slow down, you move too fast. I've been doing a pretty good job with my word of the year, absorb. I've been soaking in experiences, small moments, so much more. I have a calmer energy. I see how my kids respond to that. They seem to have a longer fuse these days too. But aside from taking winter naps on the floor in front of the fire, I've been playing that first line of the song, slow down, you move too fast, in my head often. I know it sounds silly, but it's helping me to slow down. And I always need the reminder. We just live in a world that moves fast. Technology moves fast. People move fast. And I don't want to move that fast all the time. I don't want to see how quickly I can complete a task just so I can quickly move on to the next one. I know what happens when I start rushing around, going too fast. I get really clumsy. I start dropping things. I can't seem to complete a task. I just flit from one thing to the next without actually finishing anything. So completing something actually takes so much longer. I'm more short-tempered, and I can feel the impatience in my body. It's not a good feeling. It's kind of a edgy feeling. And I don't want to live that way. I love having a pretty full plate. I enjoy it, and I have a lot on my plate, but I just don't want to rush all the time. I need to feel like my roots are firmly planted. So a reminder, even if it's in the form of a 60s folk rock, is super helpful. So give it a try. You may have to go listen to the song first. But slow down, you move too fast. You gotta make the morning last. Try it out, play it in your head. You've got this, friends. And if you like the idea of a soft assignment, something to think about, something to anchor your mind to, as a way to gently shift how you think and feel, I would give Joy School a try. It's only $11 a month, easy to cancel, and it's less if you try it for a whole year. Joy is a practice, a daily practice, And Joy School is a simple tool to help you with that practice. You can find the link in the show notes or on my website, melissabloom.life. Thank you to my editor, Ben Kish, and thanks so much for listening, friends. Join me again every Tuesday and Thursday on your favorite podcast app for more episodes of The Path to Joy. Enjoy the journey.